tribe. We are going to do a quick pop-up Facebook Live, which means this was unscheduled. I decided to do it this morning as I was doing my regular public Facebook Live, and we have newbies coming in and they got some questions. And what I decided to do was have them pre-submit a few things and then let me do a quick Q&A on just some stuff that we pulled from what all of you guys posted this morning. And then I'll answer those, and these will go into your private member podcast. So once this recording is done, if you're listening on the replay, you're just listening on the replay. You never have to worry about missing something live. If it's a surprise or anything like that, you're not missing out on anything. One of the things that you will learn here is that when I feel inspired and I want to talk to you guys, I do not want to be held back by the constraints of, you know, I don't know if we put that on the calendar yet. I would rather get it out, put it in your private member podcast, put it in the video replays, which live on pnptribe.com, and then you can watch at your leisure. You can watch when you have time, when you have like some peace and quiet or whatever you need. So this is a surprise pop-up Facebook Live. Now, let me go to where the questions are, because I'm going to answer these questions right now, and then we will see if there's anything else that you guys are needing to ask. You can use hashtag ask. I don't know that I'm going to get through all of them, but I'm going to get through as many as I can. I want you to remember that tomorrow night, Thursday, at 5 p.m., we will have a full hour of Q&A here with me. So we will do a traditional scheduled Q&A. So if you're new, all you have to do is go to pnptribe.com. If you will click at the top, let me tell you exactly where it is. My computer is moving slow. You can imagine how much computer bandwidth we're using with me, Logan, and Chris here. You're going to go to Get Coached. There is a drop-down menu called Zoom Call Calendar for Members. That is the full call calendar that we use, where we schedule everything ahead of time. So there, I'm doing all the right things and have lost 2 pounds so far this week. Well, good. That's kind of what's supposed to happen, right? I'm hoping that you're happy about that. Not bitching about it. I was going to say, like, if we're having a hard time with that one, then come on now. So I want you to go over there so you can like find your calendar. Now, if you're brand new, let me just say, the only, like, if you're in here right now, if you're brand new and you're overwhelmed and you're listening to the words coming out of my mouth over here in Facebook, you are in the wrong place. Why are you here? You should be at pnptribe.com going through the weight loss quick start. It's called step one. So when you join, you get an email. It says go to step one, do step one. When you click off each video, once you've watched it, you get an email. It says, hey, good job. Go to step two, start your No BS weight loss course. And then you just click each video in order and you watch them. You don't like watch what sounds good. You don't jump around thinking that you're some kind of expert or any bullshit. Because then what happens is you're like, oh my God, I never heard you say that. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't watch video three of phase two. So I want you to make sure that you're just going in order, okay? Now, let's do some questions real quick. As you can tell, when you're in here, I get a little extra bossy. If you thought I was bossy before you joined, what if I want to eat dinner with my family, but I'm not hungry yet? This is such an easy solve. So there's two options. I want you to first think, okay, what do I want most? Am I looking for connection, or do I actually want to be eating with them? Neither question is wrong. So you get to decide. If you really want to be eating dinner with your family, you will need to go back in your days and look and see if you can eat a little less the previous meal so that when you get to dinner, you're actually hungry. If you're like me, I don't really care if I'm eating with my family, but I do typically sit with them while they're eating. I like to eat like an old person. I'm like 4 o'clock. Like I literally, my mom has teased me since I was 12 that I was going to be ready to be 85, like by the time I was 40. And she was not wrong, because I always loved buffets and blue plate specials and liver and onions. And I like eating early, and I've always been an early bed girl and an early to rise girl. So if you really just are like, I just actually want to be with them, you just have to get used to being with them without eating. Or you just back up your previous meal to eat either a little earlier and a little less so that you're good and hungry by the time you get there. How do the accountability groups work? We start introducing you to the accountability groups on during week two of your membership. So once you join, you're going to be getting emails from us. You'll get one every Sunday, which is called your Massive Action Line. And in the Massive Action Line, we tell you what to be doing, like the whole group, what we're going to be talking about in our calls and all that kind of stuff for the week. As a newbie, you're going to be getting an email from us every week from the time you join that introduces you to another thing that we do here in your membership. So we only like to give you one thing a week at a time. In week two, we start introducing the accountability groups. The reason why we wait until you've been here a couple of weeks is because what I want you to do is to be really focused on the lessons. I want you to be really focused on getting through the weight loss quick start, starting the basic habits that are included there. Then you move into your No BS, where it deep dives how to start layering in more and more of the weight loss techniques and stuff. And by the time you get with an accountability group, you're not all just sitting around like, I don't know what my hunger scale is. By the time you get to the accountability group, you guys have a little bit of common language and you've listened to a few of the lessons and you know what to talk about. But I don't like for you guys to start with it too soon. Now, you absolutely want to be in an accountability group right now. You're like, oh my God, no, I want an accountability group. I know I'm 100% all in. You're not going to be somebody who's like, well, I'd like to try this accountability thing out. I don't know if I'm actually going to want to do it, but wait until week two, once you've got some education under your belt before you layer more stuff in. But if you're just like, oh shit, Corinne, like I've been listening to you. I've been losing the weight. I'm here now. I'm excited. I'm going to be one of them people who are like, I want to be the group leader. If that's you, then you can go over to pnptribe.com and you will go to community. If you will go look at the menu underneath community, it's called Find Accountability Partner. You submit that you want one, and then my elves on the backside, which I have a very tall elf. Her name is Heidi. She's like 6 foot tall, but she is our matchmaker. And so she's going to be the one who's going to take other people and put you in a group, and we will send you instructions and how to do it and all the things. Kelly's like, that's me. I'm a newbie group leader. Then you would be someone perfect to go for it. But what we like to do is not overwhelm you guys with too much stuff. I want everybody to remember, if you're new, we are sending you emails to step you through the program. But we also have 8,000 people that were here before you who are already in the program, and they need the live group coaching calls each week, and they need all the things that make the whole program robust for them. So we have to play together and, you know, be in a big pot. So we like to introduce you to all the other things you're going to get with your membership slowly over the first few weeks that you're here. So really the only focus you have as a newbie is weight loss quick start, start my No BS. As long as you have the Private Member Podcast, anything that drops inside of there that looks interesting is now your Netflix. You do not turn it on unless you want it, you have time for it, and you want to see what it's about. If that's you, you're not going to be overwhelmed. You're just going to be like, oh, this looks interesting. I think I'll listen to this today. But if you are like, no, I need to take things slow and stuff like that, then you have it waiting for you when you're ready. For now, it is the weight loss quick start. I finish that. I get an email. I start my No BS. Very simple. How often should I weigh? The scale makes me eat. We weigh in on Fridays. So you will, in your weight loss quick start, we will tell you about the Hello Scale worksheet. The whole group weighs in on Fridays. And then we have a Facebook post that talks about the weigh-in thread, where you can post and some, like one of the coaches or one of the community team will come in and talk to you if you need some help or if they notice something that they want to do. That part's optional. But you on your own will always do your Hello Scale worksheet. The purpose of the Hello Scale worksheet is to teach you that the scale can't do anything to you. here's what actually happens. I'm going to get out the whiteboard real quick. And let me flip this because I know y'all going to be like, oh my God, Corinne, you're all backward and wah, wah, wah. So let me fix that. Oh, I got to figure out how to do it though. Poop. Not sure where it's at. Hang on 1 second because I know you guys are going to like get up my butt. No, that's not what I want either. We do not want me lip syncing. Where's the button? Somebody tell me what the button is. I don't know what the button is. I don't want to mess with it. All right. So here's what we're doing. Just indulge me. You'll just have to read backward. We have a scale. Hang on, I gotta get all this erased. This was from last night's class. I also need to get out the Windex. You have the scale, okay? You weigh in and it will give you a number. Your brain thinks sentences. These sentences either feel good or they feel bad. So it's like good feeling sentences, ooh, bad feeling sentences. I feel overwhelmed, I feel bad, I feel shaky, I feel let down, whatever it is, or it's not enough, whatever's happening. You have a sentence that's either going to help you or you're going to have a sentence that's not going to help you based upon whatever the number is on that scale. And then if you feel really good and motivated, you do motivating things. If you have a sentence that you let run that makes you feel like shit, you do bullshit things. If you do motivating things, weight loss keeps on trucking, even if you have a gain, no matter what. I know I can't figure out where the mirror image is, dudes. Y'all are just gonna have to like listen to the words coming out my mouth. I looked for the button and couldn't find it. If you do bullshit things like eat because it went up, eat because it went down, whatever it is, guess what? You hose yourself. The scale didn't hose you. The number didn't hose you. I know I need to flip it. Everybody listen to Corinne's mouth right now. She can't find the button. You guys, I just read it to you. I'm writing it down for me. So it's really important that you guys understand it's okay. I just like don't want y'all thinking that I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to you big time. This is the thing. I need all of you as a brand new person to start adopting this one thing. When I feel bad or I do stuff that doesn't help my weight loss, it's because of a sentence in my brain happening right now. It's no longer your spouse or your partner. It's not your boss. It's not going to be what's going on in the world. None of that makes us do anything. Now what you're going to be learning inside is, how do I find sentences in my brain that cause me to feel good or bad, and those feelings either motivate me or demotivate me? That's going to be the magic of what you learn in here. So all I need newbies doing is like, you don't need to be worrying about how does this all happen, blah, blah, blah. I just want you to, from now on, like if you catch yourself saying, well, I ate because my husband brought chips in the house. It's like, I ate because when my husband brought chips in the house, I had a thought like, they talk to me. I had a thought like, I can't control myself around them. I had a thought like, it's unfair. He's an asshole for doing it. If you get on the scale and it goes up, rather than saying, I ate like a jackass all weekend because the scale didn't cooperate on Friday. New thought. I ate this weekend because when I weighed in on Friday, I gained 1 pound, and I immediately had a thought that anything I do is not good enough. And when I thought that, I felt like shit and decided to fix it by eating. That's what actually happened. For the first couple of weeks, it's going to be a lot of getting aware of just how often you blame your eating on things. And what we're going to do is get really good at figuring out how often we're blaming our eating on things so that we know what we're saying in our head so we can go to work on fixing them after a couple of weeks. The problem is you can't fix them overnight. You got to know what to fix. That's going to come out in doing 24-hour plans, overeating, blowing your hunger scale, all that stuff that I taught you in the Weight Loss Quick Start Guide. The reason why I have you track like a crazy person is not so you can be perfect. It's so you can figure out, what is this mental work that I've always been missing? All of the times that I overeat and all the things that when I don't eat on plan, that's going to help me identify these are the exact things I need to be working on now that no one's ever shown me, that no one's ever taught me. And that's going to be what's happening in the beginning. Now, if you've been around for a while and you're just like, Corinne, why don't you tell me this in the beginning? This is what I've always been trying to tell you, is that if you will quit beating yourself up over your mistakes, we get to the business of having the outline of all the things to work on so that you can lose weight. That's why we thought download. That's why we model. And that's why we track no matter what. Because it's not that we're no good or we can't get it or we're so broken or we're a fuck up or we should be doing this. All of that's called wasting time. Wasting time. Like, I love wasting time. Like, I would just rather you say, like, oh my gosh, I'm like in blame and self-judgment and all the things. Here I am, loving my wasting time. I'm just hoping that I get to lose weight so much longer. I would love it to take 3 years. That's what happens when you do all that. You put the brakes on your weight loss. When you take all of the same stuff that you're doing, like if you're not eating on plan and stuff, and you start looking at it from the lens of like, okay, so if I was overeating, I'd like to know what were the excuses. I kind of want to know what feelings were going on around it. I'd like to know like what feeling was I trying to avoid. If you start really looking at it and like pulling it apart like a scientist, you start identifying what areas to go to work on. Most of you are just sweeping it under the rug. Just sweeping it under the self-judgment rug. Can't be done over there. Explain how to download and print the complete planner. There is the full planner and the individual pages. You can just print the whole planner. So if you go over to, basically, if you just go to 60-day planner, it's underneath bonus courses and worksheets. There's a pull-down menu. You're going to go to 60-day planner, guys. This is, now, look, in the quick start, I tell you, you can just print a few basic pages just to get started. If you are going to be like someone who's like, oh my God, here's the deal with the planner. It's written and printed for the person who now has been doing the first two phases of the course. They understand all the questions and stuff. So there are going to be parts of the full planner you ain't going to understand in the beginning. That's called normal. I don't expect you to do all of it in the beginning. So what I instruct you in the Weight Loss Quick Start is for the first 30 days to only answer the questions I gave you. The rest of it will be left blank in your planner. Blank as the day is long. This will be a good practice for some perfectionists. Some of the perfectionists will be like, I would rather you be in shock and awe and have to override your shock and awe and keep going than for you to try to consume every bit of information you possibly can so that when you start doing it, you're doing it perfectly and doing it right. That's bullshit. We're not doing that. Here's what we're doing. In the Weight Loss Quick Start, I'll tell you exactly what to do first. If you don't want to order a full planner and you want to just print the pages for now, you can print the pages and we've given you those pages. But if you're like, you know what, Planner Diva, right here, I love me all things planning, where's that planner course? I want to take the planner course. I want to order the full planner. I'm all in. And I don't overwhelm by that shit. you go to the bonus courses and worksheets, you go to 60 Day Planner. There is a button that says you can either order it from me if you want to. It's come spiraled and all the things. Or you can print it at home and then you can like just print the whole thing. So if you click on the print home version, it says click here to print the complete planner. If you just want to print the pages that you're going to use for now, you just go through and you find the pages you want to print. Like I suggest you do the habit tracker, the 24-hour day, the 24-hour plan pages, and the weekly. Or I mean the weigh-in. That's it. That is all inside your checklist in the weight loss quick start. So you're just like, I'm going to check that and that and that, and that's all I'm printing. Now, if you are someone who is just like, you know what? I want the full planner. Totally okay with leaving some of it blank. Either order it from me or print it. That's your three options. So just decide. Am I someone who overwhelms easy? If I overwhelm easy, I should probably just print a few pages, just like the weight loss quick start guide tells me to. I'm only going to use those and only fill out the things that Corinne said to fill out. And I'm going to do that for at least a couple of weeks. Get used to planning. Get used to carving out a little time. It's going to take me probably 3 to 4 minutes a day. I just need to get used to that. That keeps me out of overwhelm. If you are a digital or a diva when it comes to planning, then you're just like, I am going to order me one. It's going to come. I'm going to take the planner course. Planning never overwhelms me. Planning brings me all the peace and calm. Where's the planner course? It's all on that planner order page. You can take the course. You can get your planner. And if you're somewhere in the middle, you're just like, I would rather have the whole planner. Totally okay with leaving some blank pages and stuff. And I'm just going to use the beginner stuff. And this is going to teach me a really good lesson in starting where I'm at. Then you do option three. You get the whole planner. You don't worry about printing it yourself. You only do the things I tell you when you're ready to layer in or when you learn the new stuff. You start doing the new stuff and you keep it nice and simple. Let's see. Where do you find the live calls and the differences between them? The live calls are going to be, so if you go to pnptribe.com, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, let's say you don't even want to click on the menu. So if you're on your phone, the menu's underneath what's called, I know this is a crazy word, hamburger. Like, why do we call the menu a hamburger? But there's three lines. I guess it means bun and meat. But there's three lines. That's your menu. That's what's on most websites. You touch that. You go to, Get Coached. And then there's the call calendar for members. Okay? You can go there or you can just go to pnptribe.com. Scroll down to the bottom. There's a link that takes you straight to the live training calendar. Same thing. You can get there one of two ways. Just depends on, do you want to use the menu or do you want to just scroll down? On our homepage, when you log in, we have the stuff that you guys usually want to know where it's at. So if you just scroll all the way to the bottom, you can find the most asked for things. Now, what was the question? Hang on. Let me get back over there. Here's the differences. We have group coaching calls. That's when you're going to come on a call and you're going to see Corinne or one of the coaches and no one else. You'll be on the call, but nobody can see you. Nobody can hear you. Just think of it being like you're in an audience somewhere. It's like me being on TV. Like you're all like right now we're on a group call. Nobody's like, can you see me? No, because we're on Facebook. The same thing happens in Zoom. When we come on Zoom, which is the platform that we use, it's just an app. It's free. You just download the app if you want to use your phone. You can go in through the website. We give you a link. So all you have to do is click the link. And if it needs you to install the app, you install the app, just like you would with anything else. If you don't need the app, it won't ask you to do it. But you just click on the link. And then you'll see me. And when we do coaching, what we do is we'll say, like, this is a coaching call. Sometimes they have themes. Sometimes it's just, what the hell do y'all want to talk about? You can talk about your mama. You can talk about your food. You can talk about whatever you want. And then, that's funny. You're 4-year-old. Can she see us? I will say, raise your hand if you want to get coached today. People will raise their hand. I will call on someone. I will promote them. And then you will see me and one other person talking back and forth about their issue, and I will coach them through it. They will see me, you will see them, we will hear both of us, but we still can't see anyone else. And on those calls, it's always because you want to be there. We don't just call on people randomly. So somebody had to have raised their hand and said, I would like to be coached. If you want to get an idea of what coaching is like, if you just go to the private member website right now and you go to video replays, you can watch any coaching call you want. We've been doing them for years. There's plenty of them. Just pick one to see, like, all right, this is what a coaching call looks like. Otherwise, just come to one if you want to. Our live group coaching calls do not have that many people who come to them live. Usually about the only people who are there live are the people who want to get coached. Like, we have, I don't even know how many members we have, like over 8,000 members. And our average coaching call has anywhere from 100 to 300 people on live. That shows you how few people actually attend a live call. The majority of our people listen to everything on replay. Just like, this is a Facebook Live, and we have 141 people on here. There are over 8,000 members in the Facebook group. You do not need to be there live to get the benefit. When you listen to someone getting coached, they are going to say, bullshit you're thinking. They're going to be doing the bullshit you're doing, and you will get the value of getting coached yourself by listening to them. So I always recommend take notes. Take notes. And then when we're on the, like when you come in, you'll see there's buttons at the bottom that'll say like, raise your hand. Do you want to chat? All that kind of stuff. Let's see. The other calls we have is Q&A. For the next month, we're going to do Q&A in Facebook. We normally do them on Zoom, but we're doing them in Facebook this month, mainly because of a couple of reasons. We would like to be able to take our Q&As and allow you guys to run watch parties. So if y'all want to, like if you guys want to get together and you want to do a watch party where people are just watching, you know, the Q&A together and talking about it, you can. We can't do our coaching calls over here because I have to pull people on screen, and I don't want people's personal business on Facebook. On, you know, when you're just asking questions, it's not that big a deal, but it's like if somebody's talking about like their partner and so they don't necessarily want all that on, but even though we're a private group and nobody could see it, you know, it's just like, just think about it. Would you want your video on Facebook? If, you know, most of us wouldn't. I'm like the only person who doesn't mind everything going on Facebook. So the other reason why we are taking it off Zoom just for a month is because with everybody being home for the coronavirus and all the schools are using it, we're just trying to free up bandwidth so that Zoom is not getting overloaded all the time. They were having some connection problems. They're working on it, but we decided to move these calls over here for the next month while they sort that out. So we're only doing coaching over there. We also sometimes have workshops. So we will have like a call, or we will do like some kind of virtual workshop or something like that. Next month, we have one for relationships. So we're literally going to do a full day on Zoom where you can like schedule to be there all day with a workbook. And we are going to work on personal relationships where you will be doing worksheets and we'll take breaks and we'll be doing all the things. And I think that's all the calls that we usually do. We usually do either workshops or themed calls around overeating where we do worksheets together and I teach. We do Q&As and we do group coaching calls. And I think that's about it. Just wanted to let everybody know we're excited to have you guys here. Did anybody else have any other questions just about getting started, or if any of the elders, if you guys have any questions about what you should be doing right now or anything? My big thing for all the elders is I would take the Weight Loss Quick Start again. It's brand new material. I just shot it last week. I think a lot of you will find it is a really good place to just be like, okay, this is like a really good opportunity for me to just kind of make sure that I've got the absolute basic style, because it's even watered down from the four basics. This is like the most important things to be doing and getting really dialed into that. All right. Thank you, Tanya. We've been really trying hard to do all the things. So, well, I wanted to keep this one short so we didn't get everybody all just like too much content. Usually I go really long. But I hope that was helpful for some of our newbies, just to kind of get you started and to explain a few things. I will be back tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Central Time here in Facebook to do all the things. And I'm just ready to do it. Here's the deal. I always say this, you guys, some of you are like all in, you've been listening to the podcast, you're so ready, you're not going to get overwhelmed. Like, if that's you, girl, if you want to strip your clothes off and do a cannonball into the pool, go for it. You know, but you need to judge where you're at. Some of you do not need to do that. You're like, this was a really big deal for me to join, and I need to take things slow. And if that is me, then I just need to be like one video at a time. There's absolutely no rush whatsoever. It does not matter what anybody else is doing. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. And I want you to think about this. It's easy to beat yourself up and compare yourself to what somebody else's pace is. But when you do that, guess what? Like, here, Kendra, let me explain. I can't wrap my head around my T-line. Let me give you another example. I'm brand new. I join. I enter the Facebook. I see somebody else that joined the same day as me. She's got an accountability group, printed out the planner, taking selfies. She looks like she's been here her whole life. And she's like in the middle of the no BS. And all I've done is gotten through the weight loss quick start. And my thought is, oh my God, I'm so behind. Oh my God, I'm doing it wrong. Or, oh my God, I'm never going to get this. Any one of those three thoughts, each one of them will feel like shit. If you feel like shit because you're thinking you're behind or not good enough or never going to get this, you start doing things like scroll to see who else is ahead of you. Oh my God, there's like another one just like her. Oh shit. The next thing you do is you like aren't watching videos because you're watching what all the people who are watching the videos are talking about. Notice that. The next thing you do is you're like, that's so triggering, the Facebook group. Like, I really don't need to be in there because it's like everybody's doing things and I don't really know about it. So I should stop participating in the community because I'm not good enough, because I'm behind, and because like I'm never going to get it. That's all the things that will happen. And then guess what? As you stop doing stuff, as you're sitting in your own frustration and yuck, the result becomes I put myself further and further behind. It's not because you are behind. It's because you spent your time doing shit that doesn't help you because you're thinking shit that doesn't help you. We're going to be talking so much about being aware of our useless thinking. So like if you are someone who's going to come in and you're going to want to take things slower than usual, and you walk into, like, you bust up in the Facebook group and everybody's five lessons ahead of you, your first thought needs to be, it's okay. This program is self-paced. This is my pace. Doesn't matter how fast I go. It matters if I'm losing weight. That's what matters. I could watch one video a week and lose weight. Somebody else could watch all the videos and eat popcorn through them and talk all about them. So stay focused exactly where you need to be. If you're thinking, my pace helps me lose weight the best, guess what you feel? Settled, calm, aware, willing, patient, motivated. You start feeling things like that. And when you're feeling calm and patient and motivated and willing, here's what your action becomes. Asking questions on the things that I don't understand. going and looking at videos to clarify things, reading about questions people have who are struggling that I can learn from. Those are actions that, guess what happens? I start losing weight. I learn the things I need to do to lose my weight. That's why it's so important to monitor your mind. And I'm going to teach you how to be the classroom monitor of your mind. Most of us don't have a classroom monitor, and the teacher's gone all the time. And it's bedlam in there. Okay, so I hope that helps you, okay? All right, girls. I'm going to get out of here. I'll get to work as long as it says, number one, I'm going to get to work. Number two, he always gives us this three-point plan. He has three-point plans all the time. Y'all have a good one. I will see you tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Central Time here in Facebook. Bye, y'all.